Thanks for your company. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Miyuki. The focus for today is on Japanese band Baby Metal and the track Karate from their 2016 album Metal Resistance. Now, it is fair to say that this particular track is not going to be loved by everyone, but it is certainly one worthy of our knowledge. I would like to tell you the story of how it came to me. Driving in the car alone listening to a community radio station, which I don't get to do a lot these days, the announcer talked about the next track he was going to play. He introduced it by saying, "Here is the new single from Japanese band Baby Metal. For those that don't know the band, it contains two 14-year-old girls and one 15-year-old. My mind instantly conjured up visions of some variation of pop, which admittedly wasn't consistent with what the particular radio station played. And then the track rolled. What followed was one of the toughest, most relentlessly intense tracks of insane musicianship and of the highest production values that I'd heard in a very long time. I was gobsmacked. If it contained death metal vocals instead, I believe it would be deemed a worthy entry in the death metal Parthenon. Now, I have to admit that I got it slightly wrong. It was thinking that it may well have been these three young girls that had conjured up the devil, but by doing some research when I got to the computer, I realized that there was quite a story to them. Kei Kobayashi, a Japanese music producer, was looking to put a heavy metal and Japanese idol fusion group together. After seeing the performance of Suzuka Nakamoto, who was to become Sue Metal, in her first band Karen Girls, and knowing he had found the front he was looking for, he further enlisted Moa Kikuchi to become Moa Metal and Yui Mizuno to become Yui Metal to front the band in 2010. The musicians, called the Kami Band, are made up of various session players. None of the three members were familiar with metal music before the inception of the band. Having said that, they didn't hold back and got straight into it. In August 2012, Baby Metal played at Japan's Summer Sonic Festival, becoming the youngest ever act to perform at the festival at the average age of 12. As you can imagine, their presence within the heavy metal industry has been divisive. Some think that they are theatre, whereas others, like Judas Priest's Rob Halford, said after performing with them in 2016 that Baby Metal is the future of metal. They have indeed achieved many things in their time together. My take is this. I heard them with no knowledge or preconceptions. Even though the genre is not one I willingly explore, what I heard absolutely blew me away. Secondly, they are not a new act and they are entering their second decade. They have won awards and toured with bands like Metallica, Guns N' Roses and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Also, in October 2019, the band became the first Asian act to reach the peak of Billboard Top Rock Albums chart with their album Metal Galaxy. In anyone's book, that is impressive. Have a listen and see what you think. Here is the Japanese band Baby Metal and the track Karate from their 2016 album Metal Resistance.